You know, after everything, I think I've learned more about myself than in the past 15 years. In just a few days with you, I redefined everything. Look, I'm not gonna apologize for how things aren't working out. Because as much as this challenge, this random, almost inconsequential meeting has turned into something more, I crave you more than I crave the challenge. So call it what you like. I could bait you into thinking it was just about that, but after everything, there's still something that we have. Something important to me. It's like this. Us together. Hands wrapped around each other. Can't get enough of that. I just... Look, I won't risk your life just to get my dick wet. You were always more than that. At least as soon as I got to know you, I... Fuck the challenge. Fuck everything about this until we have it figured out to where there's no risk. You stay in my arms. You stay safe and you stay loved. I don't know the first thing about that word. Never have, probably never will, but that's something I plan to, you know, let myself be proven wrong. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Listen to me. I didn't get beat up for nothing. I went to someone I probably shouldn't have yesterday. I went over to your place and I explained everything. Took a few punches, that's all. Didn't defend myself like I normally do. Your family knows how to throw a punch, and... Right. Probably should have led with that yesterday. Before you get too mad, I... didn't do it just out of guilt. I did it because... I should have asked you first. Now I look kind of stupid and selfish... and irresponsible, but maybe that's true, or maybe it's not. Maybe right now, I just need you to know that I'm serious about you, and I don't make relationships like this. They were never for me. Don't you get it? They were for everybody else. I've had to sideline my own feelings ever since I've been conscious enough to have them. I didn't want you, and by extension, I wanted to be honest so that they might accept me, and in hindsight, it may have been a bad idea, just thinking, you know, they'd be hunky-dory with me being a danger to you. I realize a lot of things, but I guess I just wanted someone to get their frustration out on me since you didn't. Look, in my family, There was always someone to discipline me. I got addicted to being perfect or in pain. So I guess it's still my default. I wanted someone to hate me. Since you wouldn't. Sad if it wasn't so funny, right? I hated and still do. That my biggest failure isn't even something I consciously decided or physically was failing at. It's suffering from success in the worst way. Look, I'm not gonna pretend it wasn't selfish of me, stupid, and extremely dangerous. But it's how I was raised, how I've been since I was 5 years old. Ever since they, of my clan, knew I was destined to be something big. Never thought it'd bite me in the ass like this. It's just how it works, I guess. After everything, can't even control myself enough to stop feeling. I wish I did. I wish I could. Feelings? They hurt me every time. You know what the worst part is? I, in every way, I can't think of a single reason why I deserve to hang around you at this point. Yeah, I know, I know. It's not about deserving or not. It's who you want to hang out with, who you feel comfortable with. But when I said I had a whole lot of baggage, I meant it. I don't know how to express myself beyond what I've shown you. Mentally, when people say I'm childish, I look at them and I laugh a little. Because I think you might be childish too if you never had a childhood. All I ever did was train. I was always striving. Never knew why. It was all about this glory of my clan being perfect. I got so obsessed with it. And guess what? Revealing this newest layer of the story, the plot thickens, right? Look, if your family says to stay away from me, I wouldn't blame you if you did. No? And just why? After all I've done wrong, rushed into something, didn't even consider until it was too late, and you were hurting because of me. In danger because of me. I suck at this, don't I? The self-defeating thing. I've always blamed myself, but I've never been good at it. You know what I mean? If I was just gonna be a Debbie Downer for the rest of my life, I wouldn't have made it this far. The hellish training, and now the even more hellish reality. Don't let me fool you now. If you take one thing from that, it's that even if my kiss may be poisonous, I'm trying really hard to make it not. Wasn't what I was originally gonna say. Curious, are we? To be fair, what I was originally going to say was that I've figured out at least a little bit of what's causing it. other than the obvious. See, you as basically a non-sorcerer. You have the resistance to cursed energy of a particularly stubborn houseplant. And honestly, I'm way out of your league in that way. Feels so stupid saying that. If anything, the opposite is true. Me? Saying that? Where'd my god complex go? You ever wonder that since you've met me? It's a bitter pill, right? Reality comes up and smacks you in the fucking ass, as far as I'm concerned. Nothing. I've at least got it good enough that I can hold you, and I'm thankful for that. But even I'm not that much of a genius that I know how to get us out of this completely. Not yet. I'm glad that even after all the times I messed up, after how much damage I've done to you, how much danger I've put you in, you still look at me with those eyes. On one hand, I wish you glared. I wish you hated me. But on the other, I'm so glad you don't, because I wouldn't know how to react to that. Please, never hate me. You have a special place in my heart as my first real relationship. Believe it or not, the rest of them are all mentorships, or always someone trying to get something. Sure, you can care about someone that way, but the difference is it's sullied by it. It's marred by it. Yeah. I get it. I do. I can't help it. I really did fall for you, so putting all of the energy I got in the right places, you know? If I could get anything, I just want the obvious. Need to be safe. Hell, I don't care if it's a self-sacrificing bullshit tragic arc. I'd rather that than one day I wake up next to you and you're not breathing. I've thought about it. I've imagined it. I've had a nightmare about that. And I don't want that. I really don't want that. So please, no dying. Definitely no dying in case after I've gotten the hang of all this. I'm working on it. And I'm just thankful that you've been so kind in letting me have this time. I've never been so more insecure in my life. Never felt like a fuck up, but I guess that's what it feels like. A little reality, huh? Even then, I can't just give up. That's not like me at all. And we've got some progress. I missed kissing you more. Yeah, it hurts that I can't go further, but I do want my kisses, my touch, to mean something. And not to mean pain. Thanks for waiting this long for me. I'll make sure you don't regret it, okay? pinky promise. You know, you can't break those or else you have to swallow all those pens and stuff. Look, I don't know the original, but I know that I'll take it as serious as it is. Promise with you, hell, that's all I could wish for. And as for the messy bit about your family, I'm sorry. But also, I'll patch things up once I, you know, fix this, like I said. I let them lay into me until they got tired of punching. I apologized. I lowered my head. I deserved every hit. And even if it was the self-fulfilling satisfaction of feeling the physical guilt in the form of pain, I don't regret it in that way. It helped remind me I have a long way to go still when it comes to doing all this right. But Satoru Gojo doesn't know giving up.